5 o'clock.
Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show, shining a spotlight on the media minions and redistributing the truth. And now, here's your fair share of the truth, brought to you by your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Welcome. You have now entered the cone of truth, and I will redistribute the truth to you because you are entitled to your fair share of it. Well, Mr. Obama told a gathering of young Southeast Asian leaders that democracy has led to terribly unfair things said about him. He said, as I've always pointed out, democracy is hard. He would prefer that maybe we weren't a democracy. He told a town hall gathering of 75 people from the Young Southeast Asian Leaders Initiative at the White House Monday, I think many of the things said about me are terribly unfair, but the reason American democracy has survived so long is because people, even if they are wrong, have the right to say what they think. George Washington, our first president, complained terribly about some of the foolishness that was said about him. Still, he said, it's important for America to realize we are not perfect either. There, he had to go there and bash America. So we have to make sure we are constantly seeing how we improve our democracy. The amounts of money, for example, that are involved in our elections these days is disturbing because it makes it seems like a few people have a greater influence in our democracy than the many. Democracy is hard, according to our fearless leader. Democracy is indeed hard, especially when you are delusional. Another thing that he said, which did not escape me and has been making the rounds, and I really don't know really what planet this guy is living on, frankly, but it is really amazing that he always has to go there and talk about himself, and he really is delusional. He's got to continue this narrative of, I pulled this out of two wars, and he's going to keep going with that. So one of the things he said yesterday was that he's restored the U.S. as the most respected country in the world. This is truly delusional, what he said. Listen.
Variety of ways. People don't remember. When I came into office, the United States, in world opinion, ranked below China and just barely above Russia. And today, once again, the United States is the most respected country on earth. And part of that, I think, is because of the work that we did to re-engage the world and say that we want to work with you as partners with mutual interest and mutual respect. It's on that basis that we were able to end two wars while still focusing on the very real threat of terrorism and to try to work with our partners on the ground in places like Iraq and Afghanistan. It's the reason why we've are moving in the direction of normalizing relations with Cuba. The nuclear deal that we're trying to negotiate with Iran. Our efforts to help encourage democracy in Myanmar. Efforts you know, I think the people of Myanmar deserve the credit for this new opening. But my visit there didn't hurt in trying to reinforce the possibilities of freedom for 40 million people. And so that direct engagement, the work that we've done to build and strengthen international organizations, including on issues like public health and the fight against Ebola, is just the most recent example of that. I think we've been able to put...
The man is delusional. I don't know what world he lives in. He inhabits his own delusional world within his mind. We are the most respected country in the world, and he did that. I think the only people that respect us are probably Cuba and Iran. Let's look at what's happened under the watch of Mr. Obama. You have, of course, he talks about getting out of two wars. We still have troops in Afghanistan. Iraq is a mess. You have the rise of ISIS. And by the way, ISIS has now taken another city in Syria as we speak, in Aleppo. You have in Russia, Vladimir Putin seeking to establish the pre-Soviet Union Russia. He's taken Crimea, parts of the Ukraine. China has designs on the South China Sea Islands and, in fact, is moving to take them as we speak. No one respects the United States. He has not restored the U.S. as the most respected country in the world. Our allies don't respect us, and our enemies no longer fear us. So I don't know what alternative world that Mr. Obama lives in. And of course, he mentioned once again Myanmar. Myanmar. The left loves to mention Myanmar. Barack Obama loves to mention Myanmar. That's his greatest achievement in foreign policy. Myanmar. Again, I wonder if they're part of the 60-nation coalition fighting ISIS. Myanmar. Okay. And then he did mention, of course, Iran and Cuba. They probably like us. Because he's opened up nuclear negotiations to allow Iran to have a bomb. And he's opened up Cuba. Without, by the way, getting any concessions. It's still a totalitarian state that doesn't allow elections or free press or anything for that matter. So, congratulations, Mr. Obama, for restoring the U.S. as the most respected country in the world. He really does believe this stuff. He really does. He really believes this stuff. And he really thinks that he has, in fact, done that. I mean, what kind of massive bubble does he live in where the scribes tell him constantly how wonderful he is? Well, when you think about it, he has Hollywood. And he has pop culture. And the left constantly telling them that. But, you know, this narrative of that I've gotten us out of two wars. You know, that's failed miserably. But I guess in his view, in his world view, because he's gotten us out of two wars, then that makes us the most respected country in the world. All right, we've got Bob Ney from Talk Radio News out of Washington, D.C. Bob, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
What did you make of the president's comments that he has now restored the U.S. as the most respected country in the world, Bob?
Well, there might be a couple countries that like him.
Right.
But, as far as our policy, we're pretty helter-skelter. So I'm not so sure.
I don't know what he's talking about.
And I don't think the Saudis respect us. I think that they, we amuse them. So, I'm not to pick on the Saudis, but I think that's kind of the pattern all around the world. Yeah, I don't see where we built much up, period.
Yeah, and, you know, he also, I don't know if you saw this, he told the Israelis not to worry yesterday. that he understands their fears and concerns, but the Iran deal is the best way to prevent nuclear weapons. You think that Israel's really happy with the United States?
No, they're not. And this is pretty personal also, beyond the policies of the two countries and where they're beginning to, quote, clash with the White House. It's also pretty personal. Nobody wants to say that, you know, Netanyahu can't stand him.
Right.
And he can't stand Netanyahu. Now,
right.
Who's kidding who? You know.
Yeah, so, and
that disintegrated the whole relationship.
But let's not forget Myanmar, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Myanmar. You know, they always talk about Myanmar as this great success in terms of foreign policy. That is the one thing, you know, that, for instance, they'll say, Hillary Clinton and her work with Myanmar and the United States and Myanmar. I mean, it blows up my head.
I mentioned this personal thing because the bottom line is this. You know, Israel is sanity, and it's in our interest, period. So when it gets so bad that, you know, somebody doesn't get along like this at the world level, then you still have to understand our need of that country and, you know, do a little better job. I don't think Netanyahu would have got to the point of defiance he did. I think some really nasty stuff's been said privately to him.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But just the fact that he would say this is just, to me, insanity.
Well, think, though, Edward, his legacy, he doesn't have much out there, and he wants this Iran deal to be his, quote, legacy. He has not, you know, he can't point to domestic things, so he has to say, hey, I'm respected internationally. Let's face it, how many people actually check that out in America?
Nobody. Well, they're too busy looking down at their phones and
that's a point with me. Whew.
Yeah, they're looking down at their phones.
I got into an argument this weekend over that with somebody.
It's amazing, man. I mean, like we've lost all touch of any sense of reality.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. They basically screamed at me and said, "I'll do what I want," and I said, "Fine, but I'm not going to be around when you." Are engaged with your phone for 24 hours.
And, you know, young people now, they don't even make eye contact with anyone.
Exactly.
They just look at their phone.
It's so antisocial.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Yeah, it is amazing. And, you know, we're becoming more stupid. And that's one of the biggest problems is in the age of smartphones. We live in the age of smartphones and stupid people, I would say. Yeah, this is this Iranian deal, you know, now that Kerry broke his leg, I think that could be a good thing.
What's that about, though? Look, who's kidding who? They have government-level Skype, okay? And all of a sudden they're like, well, I mean, is this a foreshadowing that, well, the deal fell apart because of this accident?
Yeah.
They can continue to talk. I think this... they're building this a little bit bigger just in case this whole thing goes haywire.
Well, it's going to go haywire. There's no way that, you know, it's going to happen by the end of June. Like, I think that what the June 30th deadline, that's not going to happen.
Right.
That's not going to happen. Iran has already said that. And in fact, they are now stockpiling more nuclear weapons as we speak.
20% more.
Yeah, 20% more over the last 18 months of negotiation. So the administration didn't freeze anything. In fact, the Iranians are just going buck wild. And it goes back to this, I would say right now that our enemies know that they have a window of 18 months and they're going to just go full bore. I would, you know. Anyway, I got to run. Bob, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. All right. I'll see you soon. Thanks.
Right.
We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Bloomberg reports cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh, yeah. I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20. It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
Retire without worrying about money. Wouldn't it be great if you could retire without having to worry about running out of money? Wayne Candace, the top financial advisor in the country for MetLife, also a certified financial planner practitioner and host of Your Financial Plan, can help. Wayne will even meet with you one-on-one, free of charge, to help you develop a strategy that fits your lifestyle. Stop wondering if you'll have enough to retire on. Schedule your no-cost financial strategy session with Wayne Candace today. Call 480-ON-TAP-88 now. Due to high demand, a limited amount of appointments are available. Call to book yours before we book up. Dial 480-ON-TAP-88. That's 480-ON-TAP-88. The plan for your retirement and financial future is only a call away. Dial 480-ON-TAP-88. That's 480-ON-TAP-88.
Metropolitan Life Insurance Company, securities, products, and investment advisory services are offered by MetLife Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. MLIC and MSI. Sire MetLife Companies.
He's still so mad. Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. All right, Mr. Obama, as I just said, reached out to the Israeli public in an interview aired Monday, saying that only an agreement, not military action, can prevent Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons. You're going to have the Obama administration, the worst negotiators in history, negotiate with the Iranians. Yeah. He said, I think I can demonstrate, not based on any hope, but on facts and evidence and analysis, that the best way to prevent Iran from having a nuclear weapon is a verifiable, tough agreement. Yeah. Mr. Obama's remarks come as a June 30th deadline for an Iranian deal is fast approaching. He went on to say, a military solution will not fix it. Even if the United States participates, it would temporarily slow down an Iranian nuclear program, but it would not eliminate it. Israel, for their part, has said the emerging nuclear agreement is a bad deal and that a military option is still on the table to prevent Iran from getting the bomb. Look, you have to have the option, the military option, on the table. There has to be a perceived threat of military action. Or else it's just idle talk. Now, with only a month to go before the deadline, international inspectors have reported that Tehran's stockpile of nuclear fuel increased about 20% over the last 18 months of negotiations, undercutting the Obama administration's contention that the Iranian program had been frozen during that period. It hasn't been frozen. They've continued to ramp up. They're using this is what they do. The Western officials, this is an excerpt from Associated Press. Western officials and experts can't quite figure out why. Really? You can't figure that out? One possibility is that Iran has run into technical problems that have kept it from converting some of its enriched uranium into fuel rods for reactors. Another that is that it's increasing its stockpile to give an edge if the negotiations fail. No? Really? The UN's International Atomic Agency inspectors, with almost daily access to most of Iranian's nuclear facilities, yeah, except for the ones that they that the Iranians won't let you in, reported finding no evidence that Iran has raced towards a nuclear weapon, and said Tehran halted work on facilities that could give it bomb-making capabilities. Well, that's only the facilities that they've allowed you to go into, obviously. This is a bad deal. So when the president talks about how we are the most respected nation in the world, it is laughable. It is laughable. The only ones that right now may like us are Cuba, Iran, and maybe Myanmar. But I guarantee you everyone else is kind of pissed off at the United States. This I found fascinating. The I don't know if you saw this. Wait a minute. Oh, TSA. I don't even know where to begin with this. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson announced in a statement Monday night that the acting director of the Transportation Security Administration, Melvin Caraway, has been reassigned. I thank Melvin Caraway for his 11 years of service to TSA and his 36 years of public service to this nation. ABC News reported yesterday that an internal investigation had revealed that investigators were able to successfully smuggle fake explosives or prohibited weapons through Transportation Security Administration checkpoints 95% of the time. 95% of the time. 67 of 70 incidents where they were able to smuggle in fake explosives and prohibited weapons through TSA screenings. In one particular incident, an undercover investigator set off an alarm, but the TSA agent apparently failed to pat down to find the mock explosives taped to his back. Wow. Do you feel safer now? All that intrusion that the TSA puts us through and guess what? It doesn't work. All those body scanners that they've told us that we had to have. And by the way, it's cost billions of dollars that the TSA has spent. See, that's why all these government you know what? Just give it to the private sector. I'm sure that a private contractor could do a much better job than a government agency. And that's what I always say. Government sucks and big government sucks even more. Okay? And that's why, again, look at the NSA program. You know, we've been talking about, Rand Paul and the NSA collecting bulk phone records. There hasn't been one instance, not one instance, where the collection of bulk phone records has stopped any terrorist attack. Not one. The only thing that has worked has been traditional policing methods, which have included basically entrapment of individuals. That's what the FBI does. The FBI sets people up through the monitoring of social media or what have you, and they set people up. That's how we've made all our gains or our arrests, taking people out. So now, the TSA, and I don't want to hear people say that, you know, we have to collect the bulk phone records and that there's no abuses. I remember last year there was a report, I think it was Reuters, that said that individuals of the NSA were collecting phone records of their ex-girlfriends and who they were calling. And then you had reports of the TSA in Miami, actually, looking at body scans of females, commenting on them, passing them around in the back, yucking it up. But they can't grab somebody with a bomb or a weapon. Granted, thank God they were fake. But if they were real, that wouldn't have stopped anything. So I don't want to hear about how the government is doing such a good job with the TSA, the NSA, and all these other acronyms of organizations. Because frankly, it's patently false. It's once again a failure of big government. And I would like to see, again, why can't we have a private company do this? You bid it out. You have a competitive bid process. I mean, the TSA was supposed to keep us safer, and now we see that it hasn't. And I'm sure this is just the tip of the iceberg. So don't sit there and tell me that we need the TSA or that we need the NSA collecting bulk phone records, because it doesn't work. Okay, it just simply doesn't work. And this is a prime example of a big governmental agency spending all our tax money because they don't care. And I always say this all the time. The government doesn't care because it's not their money. There's no profit motive. So when the left talks about how, you know, they love government, the only thing government does is waste money. Because it's human nature. You don't have a profit motive. You're not making any money. You don't care. You're going to keep getting money. It doesn't matter. You don't care. All right, if you have a business and you want to get results, advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. If you like my show, and I know that my listeners do, then advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. There is no better result than radio for your business. So give me a call at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552. And advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. We'll be right back.
It was all a dream. I used to read.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Mr. Magic Molly Mall. I let my tape rock to my tape pop. Sniffing on pop.
Hello, everyone. Tune into my show right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, mornings at 6 a.m.
This is the Blaze Radio News. I'm Robin Walensky. The TSA getting an F for failing to keep you secure at the nation's airports. The acting head of the agency given the boot after stunning failures by screeners. Undercover agents doing 70 tests, successful 67 times. That's 95% in getting dummy weapons and explosives through. Here's the Blaze Radio's Tom Peace.
Undercover investigators are able to sneak weapons or fake bombs past TSA screeners in recent tests. ABC News reports they're able to do so 95% of the time. According to the report, one undercover agent is stopped when he sets off an alarm, but the TSA agent performing a pat-down fails to find the fake device taped to his back. The TSA says it makes several security improvements in response to the tests.
An update now this Tuesday morning on the status of the Secretary of State. John Kerry back in Boston for surgery after breaking his leg in a biking accident in France.
Secretary is committed to pursuing an aggressive recovery schedule. There are a range of possible recovery trajectories.
On Capitol Hill, expected today, a vote in the Senate on renewing the Patriot Act. The Blaze Radio's Greg Moore brings you up to date.
Senator Rand Paul still skeptical of a new House bill called the USA Freedom Act.
We may be replacing bulk collection by the government with bulk collection and searching at the phone company. I would like it to be completely individualized, where when we look at phone records, we look at the phone records of terrorists, but we don't look at the phone records of large groups of people.
The Kentucky Republican says changes made to the USA Patriot Act may not be enough. Key provisions of the Patriot Act, including the NSA's bulk collection of Americans' phone data, expired Sunday night. Senators now considering the amendments to the House-passed USA Freedom Act, which modifies the collection to allow phone companies to store data. Paul making his comments on Hannity on Fox News.
This is news on the Blaze Radio Network. Truth lives here.
Arizona News Radio. Phoenix police working a drug-related armed burglary where both the resident and suspect were shot. Police say other suspects fled, causing a serious injury collision, several taken into custody or transported to nearby hospitals. A distraught Phoenix mom appearing in court to learn that she's charged with reckless child abuse involving her four-month-old daughter.
I just want to see my baby. I forgot her in the car.
32-year-old Erica Quintanilla accused of leaving her baby locked in an SUV with the windows rolled up on a hot day. Paramedics were able to save the overheated baby. The city of Phoenix, fed up with the FAA, say they'll sue over airplane noise impacting Phoenix neighborhoods.
The meetings happened last week and there was no compromise. It seemed like it was a stalling game and we're tired.
That City Councilman Mike Nowakowski says residents are fed up with all the noise. Get your news on demand anytime. Visit ArizonaNewsRadio.com. I'm John Gilliland.
And this check of your KFNX traffic, a service of Unbound. Looking around our valley freeways, couple things to share with you. We have a closure, Bethany Home Road, east and westbound at 19th Avenue. Watch for a wreck off to the side, southbound State Route 51 at McDowell. We also have an accident, 67th Avenue at McDowell. Mothers around the world have the power to lift their families out of poverty. They just need a little help. Make a difference in the life of a family today. Simply go to unbound.org.
The KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center for the rest of the morning. We've got clear skies, a low near 74. As we head into the day, it'll be sunny with a high near 103. Tonight, clear with a low near 71. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 101. Wednesday night, mostly clear, low near 71. Once again, Thursday, mostly sunny, a high near 100. I'm Ron Pritchard from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, we're at 79 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Bloomberg reports cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh, yeah, I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20. It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-580-7340. That's 800-580-7340. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-580-7340. That's 800-580-7340. 800-580-7340.
He's still so mad. Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
I like them brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, a Haitian. Name is Fight Boy from the Zulu Nation. Welcome back to the show. Well, the White House wouldn't answer if America is less safe without the Patriot Act. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest ripped the Senate for allowing the Patriot Act to lapse, but dodged three times on the question of whether America is less safe. Early in the press briefing on Monday, a reporter asked, on a scale of 1 to 10, how less safe is the United States compared to before the law as allowed to expire? So he said, that is something our national security professionals can speak more directly to. That's what Josh Earnest said, i.e., he didn't answer the question. He said, we have these authorities that are included in the Patriot Act, the majority of which are not controversial and have been in place since 2001, and, as our national security professionals tell us, have been used to elicit information that has been valuable to ongoing investigations. You mean the national security professionals that have a stake in this because they have a nice cushy job in D.C.? Those guys? Of course they're going to say that. What are they going to say? It's a worthless program? The question you've heard me offer up from the podium is, why would we add unnecessary risks to the country and our national security because of Congress's failure to act? See, that's always the straw man argument. Well, we're going to be less secure. We're going to be less secure. He gave a similar answer to another reporter who asked the question again. Another reporter observed in her question that opponents of the Patriot Act point out that the law did not prevent a terror attack. And that's absolutely true. Not one instance did it prevent a terror attack. You and the administration can't list or won't list any concrete examples of how it did help. You won't say whether the American public is less safe now. If this is so important, doesn't your argument seem to be weaker than the opposition? Earnest, again, didn't directly respond to the less safe matter, but explained that there is broad bipartisan consensus for renewal of the Patriot Act and the USA Freedom Act. Don't you love those names? Patriot Act and USA Freedom Act. Well, how are you against the Patriot Act and the U.S. Freedom Act? Don't you like puppies? Again, you speak in platitudes. The Clean Air and Clean Water Act. I'm for dirty water and dirty air, and I want the Unpatriot Act and the USA Unfreedom Act. I mean, come on. So this is what he said. This is not the conclusion of 338 Democrats and Republicans in the House of Representatives who came together on a common sense bipartisan proposal that would implement returns to strengthen civil liberty positions while also reauthorizing tools that our national security professionals say are important in keeping us safe. Gobbledygook. Okay? He can't name one instance where it kept us safe. Not one. Not one. Okay? Not one. But we're supposed to just go with it. Oh, and by the way, I trust the phone company. Yeah, I trust the phone company. Uh-huh. That's what dumb Jimmy Cephalo said yesterday on his show. Oh, I trust the phone company. Oh, I trust the phone company. Journalists assigned to cover the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign met for approximately 2 hours yesterday to discuss growing concerns about their access to the Democrat presidential contender, the Huffington Post reported. Attendees told the Huffington Post that members of the press expressed growing frustration with Clinton's willingness to engage with them. Further, reporters were upset about what they characterized as her campaign's tight grip on information, even things that appear to be logistical details. More from the Huffington Post. Among the problems discussed were the campaign's failure to provide adequate notice to events, the lack of a clear standard for whether fundraisers are open or closed press, and the reflexive tendency to opt to speak anonymously. The complaints mirror concerns that a number of political journalists have also raised in recent conversations with the Huffington Post. Look, they are not going to talk to the press. Why should they talk to the press? You have anointed her already. The press just can't understand why they're being shut out. Oh, we've created her. We've anointed you. We're on your side. Why are you doing this to me, man? Why are you shutting me out? We're the ones that created you. You created Frankenstein, okay? That's what you did. So it's no surprise to me. Okay? Here's the thing. I am sick and tired of the press telling me who I should vote for. Okay? Don't tell me who I should vote for. I'll make up my own mind of who I should vote for. Jeb Bush is another one. He's on Face the Nation. And I don't know if this is on his part that he's either tone deaf or he's defiantly hubris. But he says he's not going to back down on his position on immigration. I'm not going to back down on my views on immigration. I think we have an immigration problem. It's a system that's broken. The legal system is broken. No, what's broken is the fact that you're not enforcing the laws that are on the books. But see, he says this because he thinks that this is going to get him somehow elected. That's why he says this. That's exactly why he says this, because he thinks that if he says this, that it's going to be he's going to win the popularity contest. Okay? And what he doesn't realize is that he's not going to get the nomination because of his positions. But again, the press is telling us who it is that we should vote for. Like, it's got to be Hillary and Jeb Bush, man. That's who it's going to be. Okay? So here's what he
said, and I'm going to quote you. Anyone running for president should be prepared to, quote, lose the primary to win the general election without violating your principles. What hot-button issues would you be willing to separate yourself from, say, the right wing of your party to carry
Ooh,
out
the
that,
right wing.
That philosophy?
Yeah, now, for when I said that, I don't mean I'm going to go out of my way to lose the primary because then you have no chance of winning the general. But the simple point is, I think people are so disaffected and believe and so cynical about politicians and politics, they don't want to hear someone say, well, I'm for this now, and then immediately shift back to another position for the
general
election.
They're cynical about you, dude.
Those days, if they ever existed, are over. So I have views that are different than some in our party, and they, you know, that's what we'll sort out. If I'm a candidate, I'll go, well, I'm not going to back down on views on immigration, for example.
Yeah,
I think
go
we have
for
a, an immigration problem. It's a system that's broken. The legal system is broken.
Uh-huh.
We need to narrow family petitioning and expand economic immigrants. We need to enforce the law. And we can't use this, keep having this be a political issue when we're missing the opportunity to create high growth that everybody could benefit from.
Well, let me just ask you about that. You have said in the past that you do support a path for legal citizenship and residency for the 11 million people here in this country that are here illegally. A lot of your opponents say that's amnesty.
Right.
Do you still favor a path to citizenship for these people?
I'm for a path to legalized status.
It's amnesty, okay? That's all it is. He just says this because he thinks that that's going to get him the nomination. But what he doesn't realize is that he's living in the past. That he's not going to get the nomination. You look at all the polls, he's not even close. He doesn't want it, and he's not going to get it. We'll be right back.
Go, 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 go.
Don't touch that go, dial. Go, back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
We got it like it's your birthday, and you know we don't give up, because that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club, bottle full of bub, mama.
Bloomberg reports, cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh yeah, I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20. It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Join me live to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works. This month, iSupport is on special, the ultimate delivery system for the critical nutrients, especially hard to obtain carotenoids, essential to the health of the lens, the retina, and the macula. One iSupport, three times a week, delivers a total of 36,000 micrograms of zeaxanthin and lutein, the level needed to support healthy eyes according to the AMD study. I believe nothing supports eye health like iSupport. See the difference for yourself. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. What a deal. Call 800-370-3447. That's 800-370-3447.
Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall every Saturday at 9 a.m. here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
SkyTech Security and Automation, can I help you?
Yes. Your website, freealarmequipment.com, says I can update my home and business burglar alarm system equipment for free. And it's the brand new cellular technology with smartphone and tablet access. Is this true?
Yes, it is. FreeAlarmEquipment.com is giving away home and business alarm systems valued at $1,295 for free.
Okay, that sounds great, but what's the catch?
As long as you use our 5-diamond monitoring of burglar, fire, and medical assistance services for only $49.99 per month, the equipment, activation, and installation is absolutely free.
Wow, only $49.99 a month for all that? My neighbor doesn't have a system. Can he get one?
Absolutely. We'll give him free equipment, and all he has to do is pay the monthly monitoring. So upgrade your home alarm equipment today. Go to freealarmequipment.com or call 602-621-2146. That's 602-621-2146. freealarmequipment.com.
He's still so mad. Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back. If your authentic self requires plastic surgery and hormone therapy, you need help, not affirmation. It seems most of Hollywood and the White House and pop culture and even those at Fox News are applauding Bruce Jenner and have decided that he is now a she. Bruce Jenner certainly has issues, but society itself has gotten mentally sick when it confuses compassion with celebration. Look, I realize this is going to piss a lot of people off, but if an alcoholic told you that his authentic self was to drink, you would not encourage that. If a person told you his authentic self was to be attracted to small boys, you would not encourage that. If a person told you that his authentic self was to mutilate his body, you would not encourage that. When a 65-year-old former Olympian tells you that he has decided after all these years that he is a she and his new name is going to be one that's fashionable among 17-year-old girls and his own son's girlfriend, your first reaction should not be to congratulate the man on finally finding his authentic self, but steering him to therapy. This is nuts. And oh, by the way, Bruce Jenner still has his. An authentic self does not seek surgery and hormone therapy. Bruce Jenner is now Caitlyn Jenner. Man is now woman. The media is exploding with pride that such a high-profile American icon would come out as transgender, and they are more than happy to report on it, as if nothing else matters. This is the pinnacle of the social movement to get what was deviant declared normal and push for what was normal to be considered deviant. And that is not okay. Because, of course, if you don't agree with this, like the majority probably of America, you are considered a homophobe, a bigot. Whatever happened to just good old-fashioned discourse? And by the way, is it just me or does Caitlyn look like Jessica Lange? And also, I feel bad for Kris Jenner because now her ex-husband looks better than her. And here's the thing. Vanity Fair, he's on the cover of Vanity Fair. Vanity Fair doesn't give a rat's ass about Bruce Jenner. Vanity Fair wants to sell magazines. ABC News doesn't care about Bruce Jenner. ABC News cares about ratings. Okay? This is all about making money and ratings. And I suspect it's about making money for Bruce Jenner, frankly. Because what would be his motivation at this point in his life? And are you so narcissistic And do you want attention so badly that you want to be on the cover of Vanity Fair? He was shot by a famed photographer, Annie Leibovitz, for the cover of the Vanity Fair. Here's a quote. Caitlin doesn't have any secrets. As soon as the Vanity Fair cover comes out, I'm free. Okay. And what's amazing, too, is that, again, we have a very small percentage of the population that is even transgender. Because you have basically 3% of the population that identifies themselves as gay. Although the media and pop culture would tell us it's a lot more. And of that percentage, a very small percentage, I'm sure it's less than 0.1%, identifies as transgender. This isn't even really a gay or straight issue. And I don't know why this has to follow me home everywhere I go. I've said many times, I don't care how you achieve orgasm. It's too much information. I could care less. I mean, that's the reality. I could care less. I'm not being judgmental here. But the fact that we celebrate it and that it's, and I've heard people say it's courageous. And he's a hero now. No, he's not a hero, and it's not courageous. You're starving for attention, clearly. The men and women that die for this country, they're heroes. They're courageous. We have confused these issues now. I heard this last night. I heard this on Fox. I heard Megyn Kelly say this last night. That it's heroic and he's courageous and she applauds him. Come on. Give me a break. Okay? Stop. Stop. All right, we're out of time for the day. But check out my website, edwardwoodson.com, edwardwoodson.com. If you want to listen to the show again, you can go to my website, punch in the listen tab, or you can go to woodsonarchive.com. Also, follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor, truly, and a privilege to give you your fair share of the truth because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Thank you for tuning in to the Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever.
Do you know what the number one killer in this country is? No, it's not heart disease or diabetes or even cancer. The number one killer is misinformation. The work that we do at the Wellbeing Holistic Pharmacy and Healing Center is to help you truly understand the ramifications of your decisions. Please visit wellbeinggps.com to learn more about how your body works and the proper ways to avoid disease and age more gracefully. Wellbeinggps.com, your navigation tool to being well.
Central Dental Care, longtime 1100 supporter, is giving a holiday special for new patients. Get a regular cleaning, x-rays, a whole mouth exam, and new you 30-minute teeth whitening for only $95, regularly $750. Serving Arizona for 13 years, Central Dental Care provides experienced, top-rated dentistry. Call 602-903-5935 to give yourself or someone you know a brighter smile for the holiday. That's 602-903-5935 or visit centraldentalcare.com.
If you call yourself a conservative, why be here if you're not going to fight? And people say, well, people don't want people fighting. People want everyone to get along, Laura. They want bipartisan agreement, Laura. This is what they want, Laura. No, I think people don't really care about bipartisan agreement. We had a lot of bipartisan agreement in the past. Didn't work out for the people so well. What this election in November showed everybody is that the people are fed up.
Catch the Laura Ingraham Show Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on KFNX.
From the realms of astronomy, space, aviation, weather, the
This is the Dr. Sky Report.
I'm Dr. Sky with the Dr. Sky Minute from the realm of astronomy, a most distant observable object. As we now move in toward the fall season 2007, get set for one.